Encounter 2. Tunguska, Siberia, 1908. The cosmic iceberg came in from the direction of the sun, so no one saw its approach until the sky exploded. Seconds later, the shockwave flattened 2,000 square kilometers of pine forest, and the loudest sound since the eruption of Krakatoa began to circle the world. Had the cometary fragment been delayed a mere 2 hours on its age-long journey, the 10-megaton blast would have obliterated Moscow and changed the course of history. The date was June 30th, 1908. Space Guard. Space Guard had been one of the last projects of the legendary NASA back at the close of the 20th century. Its initial objective had been modest enough to make as complete a survey as possible of the asteroids and comets that crossed the orbit of Earth, and to determine if any were a potential threat. The project's name, taken from an obscure 20th century science fiction novel, was somewhat misleading. Critics were fond of pointing out that Space Watch or Space Worn would have been much more appropriate. With a total budget seldom exceeding $10 million a year, a worldwide network of telescopes, most of them operated by skilled amateurs, was established by 2000. 61 years later, the spectacular return of Halley's Comet encouraged more funding, and the great fireball of 2079, luckily impacting in mid-Atlantic, gave Space Guard additional prestige. By the end of the century, it had located more than 1 million asteroids, and the survey was believed to be 90% complete. However, it would have to be continued indefinitely. There was always a chance that some intruder might come rushing in from the uncharted outer reaches of the solar system. As did Kali, detected in late 2109, as it fell sunward past the orbit of Saturn.